Hey everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
Hi. Rob.
And I'm Scott. Looking at a 5-hour energy commercial right now.
Woo!
Twitch. I mean, sometimes you got a 5-hour energy.
We're not sponsored by that company, by the way.
Either.
No one.
We're not sponsored by any
company.
I did
some research. One day, folks. Tell your friends. One day.
Tell
it's
your
not
friends.
Tomorrow.
Tell your friends. Tell your wife and kids. Tell your parents.
Dude, do you have wives and kids?
Just start telling anybody. Like, be a crazy man on the street.
Or your husband and
or
kids.
Or woman.
Or your husband and cats. And dogs.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Off to a great start.
All right.
Hello. Well, it's like you're basically biding time until No Man's Sky unlocks at midnight tonight.
I mean,
you want to have a 5-hour podcast?
It's not 5 hours anymore, sir. Actually, yeah, it's 4.5 now.
All right, that's fair.
That.
4.5 hour? No, sorry, folks. Yeah. We won't do that to you.
Nope. Nope.
Because you won't stay.
Yep. We're not the giant bomb cast. We can't pull that off.
Yeah.
We don't have rotating cast of guests yet.
Exactly.
We're not friends with Troy Baker yet.
All right, so... You guys were asking me a little bit before this what show it was I researched, or Rob, you know, Scott, you probably don't.
Connor tells us about a show.
Yep.
That he probably didn't watch all of it.
Yep.
Or at all, really.
This one I definitely did watch, but definitely not all of it because it's a very long running show.
I don't know that I can say how much of, like, I would say I've watched 60-ish% of that show.
I have no idea how much.
Is it NCIS?
No.
Nope.
Oh my God.
God, no, that's not possible. There is not a human alive.
Cause it's still continuing. That's not a human alive, and my dad's in the running, let me tell you.
Fair.
The Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Oh.
Now everyone.
I refuse to let you.
I've been wanting this for
start
two
this
now.
By just. Now. By just saying
that. Now everyone. This story is all about a boy
right,
whose life has been flipped and turned upside down. He was on a basketball court shooting hoops with his friends.
Would you say that it was b-ball?
Yeah.
Where?
Out by the school.
Oh, all right.
There were a couple of guys.
And yeah, were they friendly?
Nope. They were. You could say they're up to no good.
Oh,
they started making trouble in the character's
Takes
name
a village.
Is Will Smith plays the character Will Smith.
That's
I don't know if you guys knew that.
That's a coincidence.
Yeah, right.
It's like he's telling
is
true
this
life
biographical?
Story.
I know, right? Yeah. Shit. I don't know the answer to that question. My research didn't take me that far.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
But. Yeah, he moves out with his auntie and his uncle in a town called Bel Air.
Where do they live?
They live in a town called Bel Air.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he flew in, a cab picks him up with the license plate fresh. And the dice in the mirror.
I don't think, if you recall correctly, there was any flying involved in his particular journey from Philadelphia.
Oh, you're right. It was
to
a
Bel Air.
It was. He just whistled. It was a screen wipe. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
He just whistled.
So now he lives in the town of Bel Air.
Were there dice in the mirror?
What?
Were there dice in the mirror?
Yeah, but there was dice in the mirror.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I was just making sure.
I figured the story is basically over because
right,
he was
fine.
Finally there as the Prince of Bel Air.
All right. All right. All right. So then what happened?
So, again, watched a few episodes, did a little bit of brush up research.
Wikipedia.
Basically. So, you got Will. Will is over there now,
Smith.
And he's with these cousins that he really hasn't hung out with a lot in the past, you could say.
Okay.
And
they live on different sides of the country.
Yeah. Yep.
It's hard.
Los Angeles and Philadelphia are opposites.
Spatially challenged.
Yes. So cheesesteaks and whatever the hell Los Angeles puts out besides movies and music.
Do they have a food? Do they have a food, or is it
Do
just
food
trucks? It's
what,
probably Mexican.
LA?
Yeah. Do they have a food thing?
I think they probably have. Everyone has food.
Yeah, whatever.
It was also the 90s. So.
Hey, if you know what the LA food thing is, like, we should probably, you should, we should, you, we can connect.
Sushi and veganism.
There we go.
So Will Smith is basically playing like an amplified version of himself.
That's not possible. That is not physically
possible. Again, biographical.
I've watched Suicide Squad. That's not physically possible.
So he's playing that. And, like, in the early 90s, late 80s, because the show started in 89. Now, Robin, we were talking, as I was doing my research, I wanted to figure this out. Robin, we were talking, you said the set changed at some point, and they don't talk about it.
Like nothing, just, yep. It's the same house, like the framework is there, but just all of a sudden we go from shitty fucking 90s decor, or late 80s, it was ugly, it was hideous, to magical new house.
Yep. I checked it. It was between season one and season two, actually.
The okay. show got money.
They went, yeah, they basically went from being like not so hot, and then Uncle Phil probably got a raise, and now they're looking hot.
Right.
By the way, Uncle Phil is in the show. He's great. He's kind of like a big Republican dude who's wealthy and doesn't get really along too well with Will, but he's a good guy. He's good hearted. He does a lot for his kids and for Will, and basically treats Will like the, I was going to say the son he didn't have, but then that's Carlton.
Well,
the
son he always wanted. Yeah, the son he always wanted is the answer I should give.
Also, fun fact if you didn't know, Uncle Phil was actually the voice of Shredder in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, truth.
Totally didn't know
Knowledge.
Or remember that. Yeah.
So we'll just yell about turtles sometimes.
Yeah. Turtle power.
Oh, he beat me to it.
Now,
Go Ninja, go
I
ninja,
mentioned Carlton. Go. Yeah, go Ninja. I mentioned Carlton. Carlton is, I'm going to call him the weird cousin. Because let's be honest, it was Carlton. He was kind of like a preppy fucking, you know, daddy's boy is what I all I can think of.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think Carlton was gay?
I don't think he was gay because he had a girlfriend at one point in that series.
I mean, it was the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't think that he was gay.
I think he just like many people was not good around girls.
I was just curious.
And I think he was always like super duper outgoing, so it just kind of like
all right.
exuded that.
I'm
maybe.
Just, I was
I don't
just
know.
Curious.
Yeah. You know. You can be curious. That's fine. I'm not going to judge you.
Hey.
So, that's Carlton. I forgot Aunt Viv, though. Can't
Aunt
forget.
Viv.
Can't forget her.
I also want to say,
kind of like the set changed halfway during the show.
I kind of want to say, not the same woman.
For three seasons, she was one woman, and then for another three seasons, she was not that same woman.
And I'm
woman.
Not saying I expected an explanation, but.
You weren't given
the
any. Don't worry.
The fuck you think happened?
Don't worry.
That show ran for six seasons?
She got a yeah. lot of fucking, what you call it? Plastic surgery.
Yes,
apparently. Words are hard.
So then there was Hillary, who is the rich.
Clinton?
No.
No.
Banks.
Banks.
Hillary Banks.
I feel like you just said the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Hillary, is the older sister who is just like, you know, I don't know how to describe it. I'm going to say stereotypical, like, kind of acting like a Valley Girl-ish
yeah,
90s person. Yeah, exactly. So, that's her. It's also Ashley, who's the younger sister, who's kind of like, her and Will are basically, I want to say the same person, but not the same person, but very close.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like equal sides of the same, they're like two sides of a coin.
And unlike the other 90s shows, yeah. she didn't go up the stairs one day and never return.
No.
That did not happen.
It's true.
Name that show, folks. Facebook. Go do it.
That was the original plan for Eric in Boy Meets World.
Yep. Just walk upstairs and never come back.
Then he was good.
Now, I'm going to name one character now and then tell you about a character that I completely fucking forgot.
Okay.
So there was Jeffrey, who's the butler.
Yeah!
Jeffrey's great. He's, like, you know, stereotypical comedic relief who just shows up and when they tell him to do stuff, he's like, fuck you.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is also in that show.
I was gonna get to Jazz.
Which I was always confused. Is Jazz from LA or did he follow Will from Philly?
Oh, in the research, Jazz is from LA. Now, Jazz is Will's friend who's like, from the streets of L.A., not going to the same preppy school
Hard
that
knock life.
Him and Carlton go to. Yeah, sure.
He was listening to N.W.A.
Definitely. He was always wearing sunglasses. The reason that he's on the show is because him and Will Smith, the real-life Will Smith, were working on like music together. He was the musical where Will was the rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Music.
He made the beats. No.
Words are hard, guys.
It's okay.
So, yeah. That's Jazz.
All
or
right.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Who also, for the most part, disappears.
Yes. For more or less. More
yeah,
or less. Right.
Just.
Now, here's the character that I totally forgot. Apparently,
there's a third sister?
No.
Nope.
Nikki.
Yep.
The boy, the baby.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I totally don't fucking remember this character.
Nope. It was like late.
Nope. Yep.
Like.
Now, in doing the research.
I don't remember anything about the little bastard.
Yeah, I don't care. That's why I'm going to skip it then. So, in doing the research, I found that a few different interesting things.
Tell to me the things that are interesting.
Some of the things that are interesting is that for the first, like, two or three seasons, they're expecting you to believe that it's all 1 year. Will is 17 years old for the first 2.5 to 3 seasons.
So it's like Carl in Walking Dead.
Kinda, yes.
You're supposed to believe that he's like exactly forever.
So then he jumps to 18 in season 3.
Because,
and then,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Because he ages. Oh my God. And then all of a sudden they jump the next season, like season 4, to when he's 21, going to Carlton's birthday party.
Right.
21st birthday party. And then so on and so forth, more shit going on. So he just gets older exponentially throughout the show. Time. Weird.
It's just a construct.
What is your favorite plot point of the episodes you have watched?
I don't know, man. It's just it's a sitcom. So
yeah, I don't know,
like,
that I have a specific.
So there's all kinds of different episodes. There's your episodes where it's like, you know, Carlton goes into Will's locker because Will tells him that there's some medicine in there, and Will's accidentally holding speed tablets for a friend. Mm-hmm. Carlton takes the speed and goes to the hospital, tries to cover for Will, and Will's like, nah, man, it was speed. And Uncle Phil's like, fuck you, Will. You're ruining my son. And
because so, every 90s show had that drug episode.
You got it, yeah. The fucking, I'm trying to think. The Saved by the Bell had what, the Adderall episode and
coffee
the weed episode?
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. The weed episode. Does it smell like pot in here to you? Yes, because someone's smoking in the bathroom in a high school in the 90s. That's a thing that happened.
Sir and nor madam.
Other than that, I mean, the show just centered around them going to school and then, like, getting into trouble and, you know, Carlton doing his silly-ass dance.
It's not unusual.
It's not unusual.
To be loved.
Yeah. By anyone.
By anyone.
It's a good-ass show. It's funny. It's cool. It's, you know, it has a lot of heartwarming moments. Like,
yeah, it's a good show.
When Will Smith talks about Uncle Phil as his dad, and he's like, oh, shit. Will Smith didn't have a dad. Shit.
Also, there's that one episode where they talk about how rich they are and that they don't have a roof, and then they scan up, and it shows the set doesn't have a roof.
You can see Tyra Banks in this because she was Will's...
girlfriend?
Crush for a while? Not really girlfriend. I looked up. Will did have another girlfriend, though, who he almost married towards the end of the show, but then they didn't marry.
And they did not.
They did not. At some point, I don't know when, Will moves out of the house and into, like, the guest house behind
no
the house.
No explanation.
Yeah. There probably was an explanation. I just didn't watch that episode.
It was Bel Air. You have beach houses.
Yeah,
and,
come on.
And pool sheds. House.
That's a thing.
So shit happened.
So, fucking Fresh Prince of Bel Air. It's good. You should
it's
watch
good.
It. Will Smith's in it. It's
is it
super 90s.
Is it on the interplaces?
It might be on the interplaces. I don't know. Okay.
Somewhere. Everything's somewhere.
Knows. Yeah, who knows?
That was... wow.
One thing I found is
everybody
that...
everybody take a breath and, like, sink that in.
A lot of episodes that I've seen, Will's kind of led to believe, like, be like, you know, doesn't really do his schoolwork or something like that. Oh, he's a cool kid. He doesn't have schoolwork.
He's slacking.
He's a slacker.
Yeah.
But then I found out in the research that he got he got perfect scores on his SATs in the show... and got a full ride to Princeton that he turned down.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Did he choose Stanford instead?
I don't
remember the exact storyline on why he turned it down, but I'm pretty sure I remember it was just because, man, fuck you.
Yeah. Something like that.
Because big dick spanging.
But yeah, good shit. So, gentlemen.
Hello.
What'd you play?
Scott.
What'd you do?
I always start this thing.
You do?
Yeah.
20 fucking one times.
But now I start it, and then you just pick it up.
Yep.
Let's see. Played more Battleborn. I actually played as Pendles.
Did you play because it was Double XP weekend?
No, I played because I had a day off, and I was like, I want to play as a snake person. Tight. He's fine.
I played because it was Double XP weekend.
He does a puppet show taunt, and he has some good shit. And he throws poison.
It's a great taunt.
I bought that taunt.
It's a fun, like, different way to play, like, when you're playing an assassin class. Specifically, because it's like you didn't have that in other Battleborn.
I do appreciate his perks of there. He has a few Helix upgrades that require he be attacking from behind for more bonus. And I was like, yes, yes, please.
Yeah, He has some lore challenges about that, which is kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
There's that, and then, let's see, the large majority of my playing time this week was spent doing that and playing Batman, because I bought Batman.
Batman.
And I don't know what I can say about Batman, because I don't want to spoil everything.
Do you like
opinion?
It?
Everybody's got them, just like assholes.
I like where it's going. I agree with some of the criticisms of it, where basically it makes the cardinal sin of any Batman thing, where it like has to re-show you that his parents died and like he's sad and like all that stuff. I'm just like, who's playing Batman and doesn't know who Batman is?
I feel like Batman is one of the comics that I keep seeing that just beats the origin story to death. I don't know many others that just do that over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And over. That's we Batman, get it. They're though, fucking man. Dead.
They have to show you it in every iteration of Batman. Hey, establish Batman in the city. His parents died. Did you know that?
Yeah. Did you know that?
They do that. And then it's just like, they're taking some fun angles with it. Like the big twist at the end of the episode is kind of unique, I would say, because it adds a different angle to what we think of Batman's family. There are some interactions in the game that kind of make me question, like, I know they're doing their own Batman mythology and lore, but it makes me question, like, how long certain people have known certain people. And then, there are some fun, like, mechanics of it that weren't in other Telltale games that you don't even have in other, like, Arkham games. But, like, one of the mechanics is, like, you have detective mode, so you're trying to piece together evidence to see exactly how things happen to get it there.
Right. Detective mode. Once I found that the first time I played Arkham, I did not play the game without that on.
Nope. Why would you?
But, like, they do that. And then there's this big scene at the end of the thing where you, like, there are all these people. How do you want to take them out? And you, like, set up, like, the way you want to go about taking out the bad guys and all the gangsters. And it's just, like, you have multiple options of how you can free flow this combat. I guess I did it right the first time because I didn't have to deal with anyone else.
Nice.
But it's just like, okay, I want to go here. I want to swoop up on this guy. I want to see some other stuff. There's some good things.
I've seen some Catwoman in the production stuff. So
yeah. She shows up. It's interesting seeing Laura Bailey is doing Catwoman, and she's doing a good job as her. But it's just like there's a scene towards the middle of the game between her and Bruce, like when they're out of costume, and you're just like, well, okay, this is happening.
Do they make the sex?
No.
Do they make?
Because someone else is making sex with her at that moment in time.
Ah, oh, great.
So there is the sex.
Great. Hot coffee. Nice.
But there's good stuff. But they're all like these little things in there, like you run into Oswald Cobblepot and like talk to him basically and Harvey Dent's there and Falcone's there and like they make like a bunch of subtle things that I don't know if it's just my Batman like persona like knowledge like
my bat sense is tingling
basically it's just like oh you know what they say we have to flock together and stay strong like birds. I'm just like you fuckers are court of owls aren't you. You could be court of owls. And it's like, there's this chemical. It's a toxic nerve agent that makes people freak out. And just like, that sounds
like scarecrow stuff.
That sounds like scarecrow or joker shit. Why are you saying this thing? But yeah, it's interesting. I think I need to play episode 2 to come to like a verdict of whether or not I like it enough, but.
Cool.
It's, from what I played, when it did the right things, it did all the right things right. And when it did the wrong things,
it did all the wrong things wrong.
I don't need to know that he's sad about his parents dying. Okay.
I get it. They're dead. Why wouldn't he be sad? He's happy. What? Yeah.
One of my favorite cartoons, and I'm going to post it on the Instagram soon after, is this image of, it says Bruce Wayne's World, and you see Bruce and Alfred sitting down in two chairs, not saying anything. And then all of a sudden, Bruce pulls on the cowl and shouts, "They killed my parents!" And every time I see it, I laugh. It's great.
I see that. Oh my God, Alfred, my parents. Also, so it's weird. Alfred doesn't have a mustache in this game.
No. What?
Like, Gordon looks great. Gordon looks like Gordon should.
The only one Alan had a mustache was the last. Alfred, what's his name?
Jeremy Irons?
Yeah!
Yeah, he didn't have a mustache, is what I was going to say.
Yeah, but he can Alfred get away should with have it. A mustache.
I get you, yeah.
He's a British butler. do that.
Yes, sir.
Right, Ho.
Anything else you played?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of other stuff that I played. I was waiting for No Man's Sky, but I spent money on things I shouldn't have.
Like a shitload of beer.
Good job. Beer.
Like a shitload of beer in my girlfriend's present for her birthday.
I mean, the second one's cool.
Happy birthday.
Shitload of beer thing. That could have been gotten incrementally, but yeah. I understand the situation, so that's cool.
Yeah. I need to save money to pay rent and things like that. So
yeah, that too.
It's a really smart thing to do.
Slash, I'm going to save rent for when Final Fantasy comes out, and then I'm going to play Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
Because I want to play that, or I am Setsuna or something. And then I just watched Danganronpa, because Danganronpa's great.
Cool.
Never not a bad time to watch a murder mystery. It's like Clue, only with better characters.
Clue.
Sklue.
Yeah, wait, I think it's your turn, Rob.
What are our thoughts on Clue?
I'm going to be honest, I've never seen the movie Clue.
Nope.
I've seen pieces.
The
board game is wonderful, though. Yeah. It's fun-ass shit.
Have you...
What are the characters? Like Mr. Peacock, Colonel Mustard, Miss Peacock, Colonel Grape, or Dr. Grape?
You're right about Colonel Mustard, yeah.
Well, that's the only one, because it's always Colonel Mustard in the library.
I don't fucking know.
But, yeah. I mean, I think that's it. Kind of need to figure out shit and figure out something to play. Yeah, I'm waiting right now. I'm waiting for that next, as I've said like multiple times, I'm waiting for that next big thing to kind of pull you in. It'd be awesome. As we're watching IGN play No Man's Sky right now.
Yep. Just holding my hand under the screen, gesturing like it's right there. It's right fucking there.
I mean, it looks cool, but am I just going to wander through the vast emptiness of space? Yes! I want to do things.
That's the whole point. I mean, you can do
things. You're going to do things, and then you're going to wander through the vast emptiness of space, and then you're going to do more things.
Also, I like watching Max Scoville kill all the little animals.
Yeah, that's what he's doing right now.
Madder.
So, Rob, what the fuck did you play?
So, I did... What the fuck? What did I start with?
What an exasperated sigh.
Well, I'm trying to remember if there was anything before I started playing Firewatch. And there was a couple of things that I did finish, but I had a terrible moment that I just remembered, and I'm sad that I remembered it, but I want to tell a tale.
There's a company that does that, though.
Get it? It's not, you know, the decisions you make don't affect the outcome. This is just what happened. Fuck me. My Xbox decided, nope.
What was it?
Sorry, Xbox. Didn't mean to treat you that way. Yep. You're actually not an asshole. Don't fuck me, though. PS4.
You're only slightly an asshole.
PS4 went ahead and corrupted all my save files, which then corrupted the save the entire database for the fucking PS4.
Great.
Yep. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if you own a PS4 and you're not subscribed to PS Plus, whatever the fuck it's called. I think I said Plus. Whatever.
No, PlayStation Plus is
PlayStation
right.
PlayStation Plus, yeah, you're right. You're good.
Do it for one reason.
To back up your saves?
Yup.
They give you 10 gigs to back up your saves.
That kind of rules, yeah.
So the fix that I had to do is I had to reinitialize the entire PS4, which was super great, super exciting.
Doesn't sound like it was. Nope. Sounds like you're being sarcastic.
Sucked. It was like 4 hours of just watching hate.
Oh, God.
I played a lot of Firewatch. No, I won't say a lot, but I don't.
Did you beat it?
No. I haven't actually, since the corruption, I haven't gone back to it because I haven't lost much, maybe a half an hour.
Okay.
But I lost a half an hour. And like, I don't want to, like, it's not exciting that part anymore. And especially.
Do you remember what day you're on? Weird question, I know.
I know you asked me on the thing and that's text message for those of you who don't speak. My brain's broken.
Yep.
Before it crashed, I'm pretty sure I saw either day 9 or day 14.
Okay.
I'm at least day 9.
Okay.
So.
The next few things that happen go by very quickly.
Yeah.
And then, it spits you out in the 60s and you have basically like 4 or 5 days left.
Yeah. It's
not bad.
It irritated me that I lost the save in a, you know, but in the same vein, I lost because I'm stupid, and maybe I was a little drunk, I deleted my online save, my backup of my journey save. But in the end, it wasn't bad, because I just restarted the game, didn't realize how short it was, loved it, every minute. Every fucking minute of that.
Yep. The journey's great.
It's beautiful.
Oh my God.
Yep. It's a beautiful experience that makes a lot of grown men cry.
It was, huh.
Did you cry?
Nope. Did not. I cried when my fucking scarf got chewed up by that stupid prick face.
Yeah, right. Motherfucker. What the fuck?
I had collected every fucking, little scarf grower in that game. And then it was
scarf grower.
I don't know what their things.
I don't know what they're called either. Yeah, that's right.
But beautiful game. Makes me want to play Abzu, but I didn't want to commit another $20 right now with, again, what we're watching right now, on this, beautiful television is No Man's Sky. I want to play it. I want to play it so bad. But, I also, cause I'm a sucker for, I'm a little bit of a sucker for sports games here and there. Like, it's just fun to do something a little bit mindless, but still play a video game. And so I picked up, MLB The Show 16.
Created How's that a character. Working out?
Created a character. I'm a shortstop. You know, wrote the show. They did something in sports games that I thought was really interesting. So, in previous iterations and in most sports games, if you do a road to show, like you create a character and you play just his instances within the games, for those of you who didn't know, because who the fuck plays sports games?
Yeah. Okay.
You had, like, you could go into one game, you'd play your instances, like maybe four or five appearances, maybe a couple plays on the field, specific to baseball, if we're talking just that game. Like, you'd have maybe good game, maybe five at bats, and you'd play a couple position plays. Like, don't fuck it up. As a shortstop, like, I have to connect with double plays and throw to first. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-freaking-doo.
Sometimes I enter a play and the third baseman gets the ball. I'm like, why am I here? Am I here to watch him?
Why did you even bring me here?
What do you want?
What did you do? What did you do? Did you even need me?
But then you'd have to go back to the main hub, click the button to go to your next play, your next appearance, and like fucking, like it added extra time. So what they did this year, smart. You don't go back to the hub unless there's an instance that makes you. I've done 2 weeks without ever, like, just instantly loading the next game. It's just maybe the same loading screen it takes if I were to go to my next appearance, like my next at-bat. Like, just keeps on rolling. I blew through 3 months in maybe 2 hours.
Nice.
It was a fun time.
Nice.
Yeah. Again, nobody plays sports games, so fuck y'all. Yeah. Every now and then, I like to get my fix. I don't play sports games. I like to get my fix.
I'll play my occasional fighting game.
I casually might pick up, like, NHL if my friend has it.
True. But
that's about it.
So yeah, I didn't go back to Firewatch. I thought about it. I didn't really feel like it.
You should do it.
You got the corruption annoyed me.
You got some time tonight before.
Yeah. True. But also lost because you got me hooked. That's true. I want to watch it again.
Watch Chuck.
No, never liked that show. And I know that I've missed things, but like in the way that Connor doesn't like The Walking Dead, Chuck never did it for me. Nope.
Yeah.
We played Battleborn. I played Pendles.
Yeah, me too.
He was fun. I recognized some things about his gameplay that, like, I would imagine he, if I cared enough and played PvP, like, he could be kind of an asshole. And that'd be a lot of fun.
Pretty big asshole.
But
I would say gaping.
Yeah. With the double XP, like, my favorite character, the one that I maxed, I mean, he's maxed out, and that was half my problem, is Wrath. Like, we still have not got gold on fucking the Renegade mission. Still. I don't know how many times I've played that stupid mission. But, fucking, with double XP, I didn't want to play a character I maxed out. So, I didn't play Wrath. Made me sad.
From what I could see on the internet, we're not the only ones having that issue, though.
Yeah. It sucks. Anyway. Every time we played, the game bored the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I need this thing. I'm tired of cosmetic changes. Like, the characters are great, but at the end, it's kind of a cosmetic change. Like, the taunts are great. Fuck you. It's cosmetic. Give me new map. Give me something else.
New multiplayer maps. I think the PvE map is, coming soon.
Just bored. Like, I probably won't play it till there's something new.
Oh God.
I don't know.
That's not to you. That was to.
Yeah, I know. There's murder happening on No Man's Sky.
Yeah, but that was some kind of like nightmare creature. I'm kind of glad like he murdered. Killed it. Yeah. Wasn't the prettiest.
Fuck else. I'll blow up the spot before, and you saw it on Instagram, but, we went to Penny Arcade. Pinball Wizard?
Pinball Wizard. That's
Pinball
the one.
Wizard Arcade. Yeah. Words are good for my mouth space.
I wish I went to a Penny Arcade.
Right, that'd be great.
Or the Penny Arcade.
If you haven't been there, where is it? Pelham?
Yeah, Pelham, New Hampshire.
Pelham, New Hampshire.
It's great. Fucking go. It's
Pinball Wizard.
We did that. I got my ass kicked in, Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you were wondering if you saw the Instagram post, if you tap on the photo on Instagram, you'll see where the names are tagged, and it gives you a hint as to how I got murdered.
Yep.
Fucking murdered.
It was painful.
Yeah, it's good to watch though. Yeah. A lot of fun.
It was a fatality.
We also played a little pool. That was fun.
We won.
We did win.
Yeah.
What'd I mean, win? Arguably.
Pool. Billiards.
Billiards.
Did you have your sweet Q and fedora?
No.
No. No.
Did not.
I'm sorry, no.
just no. Lots of pinball machines. I learned something that I didn't consider, and that, you know, I will own it up and say it's my fault, but I didn't consider that they were still making pinball cabinets.
Yeah, right?
Like,
you can build your own now.
Like, fucking, I was like, geez.
There was
that's
like a super
lot.
Fancy Game of Thrones one there.
Yeah, dude. Five goddamn tokens.
Yeah, I played it. It wasn't worth five tokens.
No. No.
I would have rather a 3-1. That would have been good.
No. There was a Lord of the Rings one that was 3, but I was out of tokens.
Same.
What the fuck? I was miserable at Galaga. I just need to play again. Like, that was never one of the games I ran into in my life.
Galaga?
Man, never ran into it.
Okay.
So, I want to go back and play some more. Like, I want to be better.
Galaga's a fun one.
It's a good
Galaga's
time.
A classic.
Yeah, it's one of my faves. They have Dig Dug there, but I don't like playing Dig Dug too much. It's kind of, it bugs me.
Yeah.
Not because I'm not good at it, just because it's weird.
What else did I play?
We played Area 51.
Played Area 51. I kept shooting the fucking, what the fuck was on the back, their back? It wasn't SWAT. It was
SWAT. No. It was like some kind of weird ass.
It was like Sharp or Star or some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's probably Star.
I kept shooting him in the back. Yeah. Don't get why the ones that would be like on, like facing us on the enemy side. I'm like, what are you doing over there? Of course I'm going to shoot you.
That's the whole point, man. They don't want you to hit him.
Stupid fucking. Get out of there!
Oh, God.
What the fuck else? Mm-hmm. I think I'm done with Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go.
I played it once last week. That's it. Just open it once. Didn't have anything good? Put it away.
Yeah, I think it's going to get from the phone. Bye-bye!
All right, we're watching this No Man's Sky stream, and I just have to say it. He is going way too trigger happy. He's fucking killing everything.
He's murdering everything.
Like, as soon as he has weapon ammo, he just kills whatever he can find.
I mean, I'm wondering that maybe something we don't know. One, where the volume turned down, because, you know, reasons.
We're like recording a podcast or something.
Or also, Scoville's just really dark.
But, like, I'm wondering if it seems like you go to each planet and you find out, like, what's valuable at the outpost. And then you go, I wonder if animals, anything with meat is valuable here. Or he's just murdering.
He's getting carbon, but like, I think he knows that at this point. They're all carbon-based life forms.
Hey!
Anything else? Did you play your mobile game, or is
that? Didn't really, I played a little bit of it. I hit a couple days. I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm gonna get yelled at. It's fine. I tried to look for something else that I wanted to spend the money on to play, like, in the interim. As you point out, I probably should play a little Firewatch tonight, but I probably won't. I don't want to get burned out. I want to be able to, you know, play as much as I can before I get sleepy.
I got you.
Sleepy little boy.
I got you.
But no, other than that, that's pretty much all I played for what I can remember.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, what about you, Connor?
All right. So, I don't remember.
He's got the Grail Journal, folks.
Yeah, the Grail Journal. I don't remember if I had finished Firewatch when we spoke last. I think I did.
Pretty sure.
Yes.
Yep, you did.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So what I did then was for the next few days, I kind of alternated between Life is Strange and Abzu. Now, I beat Life is Strange finally. Life is Strange was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Got really fucking emotional towards the end, though, and that was weird. It made me feel the feels. And the feels feel things. Next, though, was Abzu. Abzu was beautiful. It was definitely Journey Underwater. It A lot of fish. It was weird though too, because like we kept getting deeper and deeper, and the fish kept getting, you know, more weird and weird. And then finally, like, we open up in this place, and there's a lot of like ancient fish. So you're seeing like dinosaur fish and shit.
Did it have like a journey of element like the scarf?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, there's a point where you're like, you know, your suit kind of gets damaged, and then like you fix it later on, but that's not really the same thing.
No.
Because you have it completed at the very beginning, and you don't like upgrade it.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh boy.
There was also Soma, because I finished Abzu, so I started playing Soma. Soma's, you know, fucking amnesia underwater. It's like a Bioshock amnesia. It's crazy.
Yeah, I keep meaning to look at this because I don't think I've ever seen anything about it. So
it's spooky.
Hold on. What is he gonna name this?
What is he?
So he's naming a creature, or he's not. All right, never mind.
I didn't name it.
Damn it.
He was looking at it. He named a few creatures earlier. They're probably running out of time. They've been doing this for a while.
Soma though is a little spooky. So I, you know, stopped playing that after a little bit. Just haven't picked it up again since.
Okay.
Not because I'm, like, freaked out by it or anything. It's just because, like, it was 2 days ago and I really want to play No Man's Sky now.
Right. Well, that gameplay can get a little frustrating.
Yeah. Hiding from shit and then trying to, you know, lure it somewhere and then going a different direction.
Like, part of the game is to fail, so, you know, but exactly. It's... Yeah.
Battleborn, like you said, we played that.
Did you feel the same way?
I mostly played for the... double XP, so I can upgrade some characters.
Have you maxed anybody yet?
No.
Get it?
I don't think I am, because that game, like you said, I don't really... I think I'm done. Done with that one. Done with Pokemon Go. Not sure if I'm going to keep playing that one, but we'll see. I think No Man's Sky is going to occupy most of my time.
Yeah, No Man's Sky. I think I'm going to fit No Man's Sky, throw in a little Abzu when I need a break. Finish that up. But yeah.
I taught Rob about share play.
Yeah. Pretty excite.
At the arcade, I played Galaga as well. I did much better than Rob did.
Yep. Though. You didn't die early.
Nope.
I did not do well at games that I played Big Buck Hunter. I forgot about that. I
played Rampage.
That Big Buck Hunter fucked me.
Rampage was cool. I played... I played, like I said, the Game of Thrones pinball game.
Yep.
I couldn't choose House Targaryen. I was very mad about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What were your choices?
Stark, like, Lannister, Baratheon,
Squid
Tyrell,
people?
Tyrell, Greyjoy.
How'd they skip out on the one main party?
What?
How'd they skip out on one of the main families in Game of Thrones? You said you couldn't choose House Targaryen.
Like Targaryen was there as a seal, but I couldn't choose them. Because at the very beginning you play and it's like, choose your house. So I was like, I wanted to be Targaryen, but it wouldn't let me choose it. Always Targaryen. I'm going to name a whole system in No Man's Sky after Targaryen characters.
I'm going to name a whole system in No Man's Sky after Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go!
I'm going to name the system Pokemon Go.
The Pokemon Go system. But yeah, that's kind of what I played. Now, I got some new stuff if you guys want
to
talk about some of that. Yeah,
give it to me.
So QuakeCon was over the weekend last week. Or it was kind of not over last weekend, just like last week sometime.
Yeah. Sorry, I just had a flashback to when we watched the Quake trailer.
The Quake trailer ruled.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because it was gameplay this time. It wasn't just a silly cinematic where you run around and it's like, that's Quake. Oh my God. This was actual gameplay. It was fucking fast. It was brutal. There were a lot of rocket jumps. It was very gory. Like, things exploded. Some of the environments were crazy too, because there was like a giant eyeball in one of them and then like weird alien shit. Yeah.
Shit.
It was good. It was cool.
Okay.
Was great. Prey trailer also came out at QuakeCon.
Didn't see that.
It fucking ruled as well. It was also gameplay. It looks like Bioshock in space, or Dishonored in space.
So,
because Arkane's making it, so it's basically Dishonored in space.
All things in space.
Space things.
All things in space. Inside, the game that I loved is coming to PlayStation 4 at the end of August.
This is why SharePlay came out.
Yep.
Because I'm curious. I was explaining to Connor.
You told us you were curious earlier. I said it was okay to be curious.
Shut up. Yeah. Kicking the dick.
He just crashed into something and hurt his ship.
Oh, it did. Shit.
Yep. He bumped into a spaceship.
He's in a space pirate fight or some sort of fight. I don't know if it's space
pirate.
Something
shooting at him.
But he's making not friends. Friends not.
Friend snot.
Oh snap. Oh snap. Run away. Run away.
What was I going to say?
What were you going to say?
What were we talking about? Hey, everybody, what were we talking about?
No Man's Sky.
Most Honored in Space.
Prey. Oh, Prey.
No, I didn't see that. No, I don't remember.
Inside. Share Play.
Oh, yeah, Share Play. That's Share what we play. Were going to... So I'm curious to see if... since Connor's played it on Xbox, I really want to see the difference in the graphics. Like, if we notice a difference. So I'm going to buy it on a PS4 and Share Play it to Connor and see what he thinks. It's going to be a little test. Science. Yeah.
Now, Scott, this next piece is something that I'm going to ask you because...
Go on.
Powers was canceled.
I never gave a shit.
Okay, cool. That's all I wanted to know. Thank
you
very much.
There are better things PlayStation could have used that money on, such as infrastructure on their system.
Sure.
Or...
But no, they decided to make a superhero-based...
Or getting better games for PS Plus.
Yep. They decided to make a superhero TV show, which never really... Did.
Yep. That Nobody gave a shit about...
Charles Joel gave a shit about it. Joel said it was good. I never.
One person.
Yeah. The international, I think last week I said it was up to $18 million. I lied. It's up to $20 million.
Jesus Christ.
The winner gets about $8.5 million.
All right.
And then the rest is disseminated downwards, the ranks.
Right.
Good shit. Good shit. And the rest of all my news is a lot of No Man's Sky stuff. So do you have anything else before I get into all the shit that I've learned?
No,
about
I'm pretty
game?
Sure that, folks, I'm going to tell you now, we're going to make it interesting, but it's going to be about No Man's Sky.
Let me do a little bit of a run through. See some stuff.
Take a look.
Na, 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 na. Don't care about that. Don't care about that. Nope, it's all No Man's Sky and Transformers 30th anniversary movie coming out.
Don't care about that.
Also, Star Wars Rebels comes back for season 3 on September 24th.
I saw that.
Want to care about
it. Oh, yeah,
that,
I should have mentioned that. I finished Lost again.
And yep.
You
finished Lost.
Lost was good. It is a good show. You should watch it if you have not watched it, and you should rewatch it if you have watched it.
PS4 Neo will be revealed allegedly in September.
Yeah, I saw that too.
There's a new Luke Cage trailer tomorrow.
I know
that's
one.
Not video game related, but
the
that
first
makes me
Luke
happy.
Cage trailer ruled. So yeah,
it's
the second.
It's all being set to 90s hit pop, so it makes me happy.
Good.
There's a new Rogue One trailer coming this week.
Good.
Dragon Quest X is coming to the NX.
Great.
Because Dragon Quest.
I don't give a fuck.
Sounds like you don't give a fuck.
I don't.
All right.
Yeah. I think, And Suicide Squad was moderate. Not the best, but...
I heard the editing was very poorly done, and I heard that the writing was not
poorly done.
Good research done on that writing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. All right. Well, everybody.
Great.
No Man's Sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, No Man's Sky.
This is all the relevant news I've collected about No Man's Sky since last week when we last talked, because a lot of shit's come out since then.
Yeah, things been happening, folks.
First off, not really news, but the No Man's Sky soundtrack is streaming. You can find it. There is a YouTube, just one video with all the songs on it.
And you can get it on vinyl.
Yep, you get it on vinyl. There is also streaming on Apple Music, at least. It's probably on Spotify, too, I'm guessing. But, yeah. It's a lot of kind of orchestral, or not really orchestral, but like, you know.
Think Minecraft, but.
Exactly.
It's not the same, but it's, think that. Like, that's the genre.
You got it.
If you will.
Game music.
Game music.
No Man's Sky can be played offline. The only thing with playing offline is that the names that you give to planets and animals won't be synced into the No Man's Sky server until you go online again. So other people won't be able to see what you've named things. That's the only thing.
I'm interested to see like how that works exactly. Like what if somehow, and I understand it's incredibly impossible for us to see each other. Well, okay, whatever. If I name something that someone else has named, but maybe I named it before, but I was offline. Who wins? Who takes precedent?
I wonder.
Your shitty name, my shitty name. Shitty walk.
That's another thing that, shitty walk.
Timestamp. That's another thing. All depend- yeah. No time to that.
Probably not. Yeah.
Who uploads first?
That's another thing Sean Murray said, though, is that it's don't think of it as a multiplayer game because
it's impossible.
It's the chances of you running into someone else are next to zero.
It's it is a goal that I have in this game to see Connor.
Yep. I think there's probably ways that we can eventually later on in the game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure when you get to the center of the galaxy, there's going to be some shit.
Well, that's the other thing I was thinking. Like, at the end of the day, the center of the galaxy is the center of the galaxy. It's everybody's there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there.
Oh, okay. I just want to see how people react once they get the game in their hands.
Yeah.
Is it just going to be a bunch of dick butts, or is it going to be like actual space exploration?
Maybe some dick butts. The servers got wiped yesterday.
Thank
God. So that way, that the dude who got all the way to the center of the galaxy, all of his shit basically got negated. So he's not the one who went to the center of the galaxy first.
They did quite a bit more than that, though, because, and you'll tell us in a minute, I know, but they did. Which is nice.
Yeah, but because pretty much everything. Just the server's getting wiped. That's all this is.
This is the beginning. Like, everything he did was for naught.
Yeah. Yes. So, to what Rob is alluding to, there was a patch that came out today for No Man's Sky.
Pitchity patch.
Now, this guy had a lot of complaints about certain things in the game, like certain exploits and, you know, shit he was finding.
Right.
They went through and basically overwrote half the shit that he was talking about and then added some more too. Like, I haven't written down a lot of the patch notes, but increase your inventory size, increase the size of the galaxies, more diverse animals in the galaxies. You can feed the animals now to get shit like, I don't know, pets and
poop restores?
Yeah, like resources from poop. Cause yeah.
Poop source.
Poop-a-saurus.
Poop's funny.
I'm going to name a thing a poop-a-saurus.
Poop's funny, but we already knew that.
Poop's funny, but we already knew that. There was also talk of more pirates in your system. Like, more pirate activity has been increased. They changed some of the story elements for some things. Like, they rewrote one of the story trees that there is. There's some other shit, too, that was in there. One of the things they talked about coming up in the future is that you can have your own, like, space frigate.
Hmm.
Frigate! Does this mean that you could have an armada of ships? I would want an armada of ships.
I think you can.
When Connor was first describing to me these patch updates and I heard that I get to have a base, I'm very excited.
It's going to be a future update, but
that's fine.
Whatever, yeah.
Base.
They keep improving the graphics every now and then, too, so that keeps getting boosted.
More better.
And a lot of other stuff, too. But, geez, I'm just so stoked for this shit.
Yeah, dude.
I can't wait to play this. Planet Email. He just named it Planet Email. Oh, my God.
You're really angry at Scoville.
Oh, my God. He named it Planet Email. That's so silly. He has Planet Robert and Planet Email.
There was a planet. I forget who we were watching, but there's a planet earlier. It was just named Bob.
Yeah, Planet Bob. You should have Planet Robert, Planet Bob, Planet Bobbert.
Bobbert. Robbie. Bobby.
Roberto.
Yeah.
Ricardo. Let's see. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't know if you guys.
Well, we're waiting for this. We're waiting to see, like, if this game is good. I mean, from everything we see, it looks fun.
Yeah, like I was going to say, like I'm watching it, like it looks like it's going to be fun. There's a couple elements of it. Like, it's not that it reminds me of Destiny. Like, I cannot say that it reminds me of the gameplay of Destiny, but there's stylistic things. Like, the cursor you use to move around the menus reminds me of Destiny. And I have a little PTSD. I don't know that I'm scared of it. Like, just from watching this video, I have a tinge of like, oh God, what if
Destiny PTSD?
What if it's Destiny?
Yeah.
What if it's like this really menu he's going through right now is, I'm going to assume from my can't ability to see the screen entirely, is that he's going through his resources and it's just like the same menu system that I remember from. And that's okay. Like, it was a nice menu system, but that better be the only thing that looks the same.
Okay. I hope so.
I'm gonna get mad.
There's a cop.
He's knocking on this door.
I do. Yeah. I'm intrigued. I guess I didn't realize. And this is my fault for the research that I don't do, but I like that there's some combat. What seems to be quite a bit of it. He's getting fucked up.
Oh. Yes, he is.
But he got some titanium out of it, so it was worth it. Right. Oh, God, there's another
fucked
one.
Up again. You gotta move.
Okay, now there are more bosses. They're just like, no.
Oh, yep, they're mad at you, bruh. You did a bad.
Okay. Drugs bad.
Okay. Oh, someone's gonna die. But yeah, I mean, if they screw this up, at least Bioshock Collection is about a month away.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I will tell you that I saw that when I was tooling around on the PS Store. PlayStation Store. This name's stupid. And I saw the collection and I was like, pre-order? Mm-hmm. But then I was like, no, E-Penis.
Xbox. It's a game you should play eventually.
Yeah.
Just stealing. Well, I mean,
we're going to record it.
Yes.
And you keep fucking threatening me.
Yes. And I will threaten you until we play it, you motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't really a threat. That was more just me calling you a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the things I see with the space travel in this game is exactly what I want in a game with space in it.
Yes.
Like, it's what I've wanted since the first, you know, like, kind of, you know, when I really saw space the way it is in this game. I don't know how to describe it.
It's very colorful.
Yes.
I was worried it wouldn't be colorful.
Yeah, the art style is very interesting. I enjoy it greatly.
Dig it.
This is good.
Dig it. Can you dig it?
Oh, I can dig it.
Warrior,
come out and play. I mean, so this is the next big game, allegedly. What comes after this? I'm trying to figure this out. Like, is it just this? Is it for like the rest of the year?
Well, no, you got Last Guardian.
Last Guardian.
It's gonna be a pretty PS heavy flow for me coming up. Last Guardian.
What's coming out on Xbox this fall?
Nothing to care.
Nothing that I care about either, yeah. Really.
What's after Last Guardian, though? There's more. There's more that I want.
Give me a moment. I've written some things down, I think.
There's, like, Battlefield and, like, those things.
Yeah. I don't know. Battlefield will be a late purchase for me. I'll wait for a sale.
Nail.
Titanfall 2 comes out in October.
Ooh, that might drag me over to Xbox just for a little bit, but I don't know if I'll spend that money.
Full price. Dishonored 2 comes out in November 11th.
There's something in October.
South Park, The Fractured Butthole comes out in December.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, then I still gotta do,
Last Guardian.
Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
Last Guardian. October.
Hey.
So we have some things.
Yeah, and some stuff.
He's coming.
Alright. It is, you're right. I don't know what it is, but something's coming.
It's coming.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
No, I think that's it. I think that's all I got, because I'm waiting for this fucking thing to come out. I want it now. Give it to me now.
Less than 4 hours now. Yes. We've stalled a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am waiting 3 hours, 40 minutes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Some of us don't have to go to a place of work tomorrow. Connor's an asshole.
Yep.
Some of us do.
I have the day off. I'm going to play this game all fucking day.
Yep.
Yes,
all fucking day. I'm gonna do so much. I'm going to go to so many systems. I'm going to name a couple animals because, let's be honest, they're animals.
Some animals.
They can name themselves.
Do we really need a name?
Squawk Noise. That's the name of my name.
Look at its face.
Yeah, dick face.
Bag of dicks.
Scott, you're afraid of a bunch of dick butts. I'm just going to call it dick face, dick nose, dick mouth.
Only
dick
if
lips.
You can align the planets in a fashion or a constellation.
I also just thought of another series of names I would call for a system. There'll be a series of bag of dicks, sack of dicks.
Bag of dicks, sack of dicks.
Card of dicks. Jar of dicks.
Jar of dicks.
Cup of dicks.
Cup of dicks.
Bucket of dicks.
Bucket of dicks.
Drawer of dicks.
Drawer of dicks. What else you got? Come on, keep going.
Trunk of dicks.
Trunk of dicks.
Sock of dicks.
Sock of dicks.
Pocket of dicks.
Pocket of dicks.
Storage unit of dicks.
Wow.
Just fucking storage ceiling unit to floor, of dicks. Wall to wall.
Wall to wall. Stacked dicks. Now, are these like
big black dicks?
Are they like removed from black men or are these
no.
dildos?
No, that would be a lot of dickless black men. People,
yeah. A lot of people who would have zero dick.
No dicks.
No dicks. No dicks.
What do I have any others? Ice box of dicks.
Pocket of dicks.
I said that.
Oh, okay.
Pocket of dicks.
Plethora.
No, because you missed the entire point.
Hard drive.
Vessels for which dicks can be a part of.
I got one for you. Hard drive.
Hard drive of dicks. You know, I'll accept that. That's fair. Chalice of dicks.
Chalice of dicks.
Goblet of dicks.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Dicks.
Guarantee you that's a thing.
Harry, did you put your name in there? I really hope I didn't.
I really hope.
Sir, no. No, God, no. No.
Any more vessels for dicks?
I need more vessels for dicks, he says.
Bathtub of dicks.
Bathtub of dicks. Cooler of dicks.
Cooler of dicks.
Washing machine of dicks. Full of dicks.
Dryer of dicks.
Dryer of dicks.
This is going on for way too long.
Closet of dicks.
I hope that every single, not every single one of you, that'd be weird, but one of you writes these down.
You know how some people say, you know, skeletons in the closet? Dicks in the closet.
Dicks in the closet. Shoebox of dicks.
You just open the closet and dicks just fall out at you.
Shoebox of dicks.
Shoebox
Sorry.
Of dicks.
Shoebox!
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking the renegade. I hate that mission so much. Shoebox of dicks.
Also, I want to point out one thing. I don't think we mentioned it on the recording. We were watching one stream earlier before the podcast when we were having pizza. Little fourth wall. We get pizza before we talk to you because, you know. Pizza.
I can't talk to you on an empty stomach.
Thank you, Father Jonathan.
His name,
but
everybody.
One person in one of the streams had said, like, I'm impressed there's been no loading screens. Anytime I warp anywhere, it's a fucking loading screen. Like, that's what I'm looking at. So I disagree. To have a moment of, you know, back to video games.
It's going to take him 6 minutes to get to this planet, it says.
Yeah. I do appreciate...
He's not using his pulse drive.
From what I see, I do appreciate, like, there's a decent representation of space. And I mean, like, the distance one must travel to go to things. Like, the size, the perspective makes sense. From what I can tell.
God, he keeps crashing into shit. It looks like his glass is, like, cracked or scratched in some areas, too. Like, giving it this worn feeling.
I was curious if it was going to have some effect as far as, like, as you get more damaged.
It's so fucking pretty, though. I love it. In the bottom left on the HUD and the ship, you can see the name of the system and the name of the planet, how far away it is from you.
Yep.
Damn.
What I'm curious is, you know, if he were to get another ship, is it the same layout inside? Is there some differences? Is there some variety?
It looks like there's some variety, yeah, from what I've seen.
So far, I feel like we've seen basically the same ship, but I mean, it's the starter ship. Like, I get it. So it's not...
You got it.
I wonder if this is the pre-order ship or if this is the...
Come out of Harbor Drive.
Just start a ship.
It's below you. Come out. There you go. Look at that big-ass planet.
You got it.
God, I'm so ready.
I also appreciate this perspective there. Like, when he came out of hyperspace or whatever you want to call it, I don't know, it wasn't directly in front of him. He had to come to, like, a... weird space angle that I can't describe. Down left.
A weird space angle.
Circle up somewhere in the parentheses of the angle.
If you've read Ender Games, like down, down sideways.
What's down? Down is down. Like, makes no fucking sense, Ender. Shut up.
You can explain it all you want. It makes no goddamn sense.
Ender's Game, the book. Great book. I recommend you all read it.
Yep, great
Ender's
book.
Game, the movie.
Don't. Harrison Ford will make you sad.
If you want, like, the shitty Cliff Notes version of Ender's Game, watch the movie. If you want the real experience, read the book.
Read a book.
Read a fucking book.
I consider every now and then going and reading more of the stories in that series, but the way, and I understand, like, I appreciate the way he deals with the time aspect of space travel in that book. But
oh man, yeah, relative physics.
It makes every story like fucking nut-tastically confusing.
Well, like some of them are easy to understand. One of them is The Shadow of Ender, and that one's all about Bean.
Right.
That's fine. It's the same book but told by Bean's perspective instead of Ender's.
Right.
You're right though. I
read the synopsis of some of the stories. I'm like, fucking what?
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it. I get it. I know why you did it, but wow, great.
What a fuck.
And Ender's 12. What? Huh?
Twender's Elf.
Twender's Elf.
Ender's 12?
Nah, I don't
12
know.
Enders?
He's something like 12 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
And he kicks the shit and kills the shit out of a couple kids.
Yeah, he's a fucking...
He's like a little mini psychopath, kind of. Yeah. Not really.
Not really. I mean...
He's so justified in that.
Product of circumstances, yeah, in a lot. Especially the shower kid.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Fuck the shower kid. Bonzo.
Bonzo.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
See, when he's in this like hyperdrive kind of... Not even hyperdrive, no drive, but just folks. Like speed like boost.
Speed fast go. Sublight, I'll
it call goes it. From like 4 minutes to arrive to like 20 seconds. He's going
to
get there.
I wonder what that boost is. I'm excited to find out. I want to know now.
I want to know now as well. I want to play this shit tonight.
Why you got to wait?
We'll be there soon enough.
Yeah,
why you got to wait? Have we hit that time?
Yeah, we hit that time.
What time is it?
It's time for you to get a watch, motherfucker.
It's charging on a charge.
It's 8:30.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Three shit, and a half son.
Hours. 3.5 hours.
Aw, man.
One thing that I will mention before we start wrapping this up.
Boobies?
I noticed today, or last night, the clock on my PlayStation and the amount of time left before No Man's Sky unlocked was weird. It was off by like 10 minutes. Like, it looked like I was going to play the game at 12:10. And I was like, that's weird. So, I found out what it was, though. Because I did the math for my phone's clock, and it came out to 11:59 at night. And I was like, huh, that's weird then. My PlayStation's clock was off by 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes ahead. I don't know how it happened. I don't know when it happened, but my PlayStation was all fucked up in time.
Can I ask you an important question?
I have not time traveled.
No.
Back in time.
Can I change the time on my Xbox?
I don't think... It won't let you unlock it, though.
Damn it.
Yeah, no. Because the time damn was it. Still the same. It was just the PlayStation clock was faster, so it right. looked like, or ahead, so it looked like it was going to be 12:10 on the PlayStation, but it was actually going to be 12 o'clock.
I now understand math.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Word, No Man's Sky.
Some math, you understand.
So, No Man's Sky is going to happen.
Yep.
That's going to be a thing.
I'm going to play it for a while. You're going to hear a lot about it next week, impressions and everything yep. while I'm playing it. So.
Sorry you heard a lot woo! About it this week and then also next week. Please come back and like we'll talk about other stuff. Like, we love you.
Also, if you have a game that you'd like us to talk about, email us. We can make stuff up.
Or put it on the Twitter or Facebook.
Put it
or
on the Twitter.
I mean, we have this email. I figure someone should use it.
I mean, people might use it.
I did see we posted a little bit on Instagram last night and we got a few more followers today. It was pretty nice to see that.
A lot more followers. Thank you yeah. if you're a new follower hello, or a new listener. Follower.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Yep. Sorry if this was a boring episode if you don't know anything about No Man's Sky.
If you don't know anything about No Man's Sky, like we should start doing some podcast notes so we can link you some links for shit we talk about and things and videos. But we'll do that.
That's a future.
Yeah.
So boops. You can find me at Connor Fortin on Twitter and Connor Carnivore on the Xbox and the PlayStation.
At Swartz S. on the Twitters and Spike31589 on the PlayStation.
Chief White Beard Xbox. Chief White Beard Instagram. And Yeti Beard. No, I'm sorry, stupid PS4.
Yep. And we are at TV Explicit ADV on Twitter. Turn based explicit adventure on Instagram. That email that Scott was mentioning is turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com. And
Shreesh.
We got stuff on Facebook, too. Just search us. You'll find us. It's there. It exists.
Go do it.
Other than that, have a fucking great week, and don't fucking be an asshole.
Yeah, just don't be a bitch.
We need a better catchphrase.
Yep, don't be an asshole,
I mean, I feel
folks.
Like it's good advice. Don't fuck it up, and don't be an asshole. It's very important.
Just don't fuck up.
Yeah. All right, night. Folks. Eat a bag of dick.
Cut the red wire.
All I've learned from watching all this No Man's Sky footage is there are a lot of cactuses in space, apparently.
Yeah. A lot of cactus-like things.
Cacti. Cacti.
Yeah, okay.